I just cracked open the Anacortes Salmon Derby webpage, you know, and one thing I forgot about this derby is how it benefits youth, okay? All proceeds go to the a scholarship fund and kids that that want to go to school in fisheries biology. And being a fisheries biology student myself, Jay Field, why would you want to do that to somebody? Why would you want to send somebody to fish college? I mean, you know, look what it did to me, you know? I'm just traumatized by this.
No, we're traumatized, actually. But how you doing, Jay?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
So tickets go on sale when for the Anacortes Salmon Derby, first of all?
February 1st.
Okay. And you can get them at the usual place, you know, Holiday Sports, LFS, John's Sporting Goods.
John's, you got to get them at John's.
Okay.
I'm there. Outdoor Emporium, Sport Co., Holiday Sports, LFS, Anacortes Ace Hardware, and Ace Hardware in Friday Harbor.
People are calling for these tickets
there we go.
Now.
Yeah.
They want them now. This is no kidding. They're begging.
Mm-hmm.
That's not calling for it. It's like it's treasure gold or something.
Well,
you should feel some of these phone calls that we get on these tickets.
John, we love that stuff. You know, and a lot of people go, why don't you sell tickets online and the PayPal account and all? I'm going, man, our strategy is to get people through the doors of these brick-and-mortar stores, guys that donate stuff to the derbies and the PSA club raffles and so on and so forth. We want to put people through your door, and man, they're lined up to buy a ticket, but they're going to buy something else while they're there too. So we like to, you know, try to.
You know what? You know what, Jay? I'll tell you what. The Derby is bigger than just the Derby, because the fishing community is truly a community, and it's about the clubs, the businesses, the individuals all working together, and it kind of what makes it keep going. The radio shows, we get this information out. People get to go fishing. They get to win prizes. They get to go fishing with their families and friends. It's really a really good deal for the fishing community at large. These derbies are gets people together, and it's just truly a lot of fun, and the dealers appreciate it quite a bit, trust me.
Well, I'm glad they do, and you know, also we want to see people be successful. John, I know you give seminar you gave a seminar you have the last several years before the, is it the Everett Blackmouth Derby?
Yeah, the Everett Blackmouth Derby.
Yeah, and people love that stuff, and anything you can do to help keep people engaged, let them have a little success, and not be so tight-lipped about everything that has to do with
amen to that. It's all about helping other people. It's you know something, there's no individual that's going to go out there and catch all the fish. There's plenty of fish to catch. It's tougher some days than others, but if you judge by just what I hear, there's plenty of fish to go around still.
So $25,000 in cash, another $10,000 to $15,000 in merchandise. You guys actually give away prizes. Well, last year all the way down to 90th place in the Derby. But what's most important about this thing is what Tom mentioned coming into the segment is all the money you give away in scholarships. You guys have given away well over $100,000 in scholarships from the Anacortes Salmon Derby since you started this deal. What, 5 years ago or so, Jay?
Yeah, Rob, this will be our sixth annual Derby this year, and we've given away almost $125,000 in scholarships. And we've recently, in this past year, we've attained a charitable organization status, 501c3. So hopefully, larger corporations could hopefully have some budget for us and take advantage of all the tax advantages that go with the 501c3 charitable organization.
Well, you've done a great job promoting this derby. What cracks me up is this thing sells out about every year, and the way the community has wrapped their arms around this event. I mean, it struck me when I went down to the Eric Lindy's Derby in the Portland area, mm-hmm. the Sturgeon Derby, and how big that was. This is an event of that caliber. I mean, you got the big circus tent on the outside. It's right next to Anthony's home port right there. Of course, Capistrano Marina slings everybody in. It's part of the entry fee to the Derby.
How close is that to Village Pete's and the Wheelhouse Park?
You know, I was getting there.
I don't know. We're not allowed in there anymore, Jay.
Yeah,
so
we got we got we got we done friend got thrown out of the bar.
We got 86 out of there a couple years ago. At least my picture's still up in the bar, though. At least I got a boat picture up in there. But see, I'm hopefully get back in there again one of these
days. The sad thing about that is I got to hang my own boat picture in there. But I've already got it in a frame. So you'll now, looking at the website, theanacortasalmonderby.com, here are three slugs, the 2011 winners. Every year, it takes a fish in excess of 25 pounds to win this derby, Jay.
Well, I think, what, it was 2 years ago, we weighed nine fish over 20 pounds. But it usually takes a 20-pound fish to win this thing. Some years the fishing has been pretty good, and other years it's pretty scratchy fishing. But, you know, you're all fishing the same water and the same tides, and there's a chunk of change there if a guy can have some success. It'd be a heck of a payday for someone.
15
so
grand.
Speaking of fishing, what's the word on the street in the San Juan Islands? It's been a frothy mess in Puget Sound. The San Juan Islands have been no different. So guys haven't been out, but have guys been able to get out the last couple days? Have you heard anything up there, man?
Well, I talked to a couple guys yesterday. In fact, I was putting a new dishwasher in yesterday, and a guy calls me and goes, "Are you out here?" I go, "No." And he says, "Well, you said you were going to be out here this afternoon." I said, "Well, this is taking a little longer than I imagined."
Those home projects always do when you can get out and go fishing, no question.
Well, he goes, "This is Homer," and he goes, "Well, I just put a 14 in the boat," and Ross Eddie's next to me, and he just got a 17. So
there's some fish around. Sounds like it's still a Rosario Strait drill. Is there some fish in the islands, too?
There's some fish in the islands. Talked to Kevin Klein. They've been getting a few fish around Point Caution, and I talked to Uncle Pete, and before the weather turned poopy, he was getting fish over President's Channel, and then another guy was getting some fish down at Salmon Bank. So it seems like it's improved. It's better than it was than around the opener when you guys were up here.
I don't want to send anybody up there today. I noticed we got the small craft winds right now and a gale through Sunday morning coming in there, Jay. It looks like it's going to be a little bumpy, but boy, when it lays down middle of the week, we're going to have some opportunity. It looks like Monday 15 to 25, but then Tuesday might be a day to get up there and go hit it. But what are you seeing as the guys using for their terminal tackle right now, Jay? I mean, one of the challenges in the San Juans is that ability to really get honed in on the predominant bait size. What's the go-to gear right now in the islands?
Tom, as you know, usually this time of year, it's the smaller baits. As far as hardware, it's a lot of the 3-inch Kingfisher spoons, Silverhorde Kingfisher spoons, needlefish hoochies, red label herring, strips. You know, and some days they want a bait, and some days they want a piece of metal, and some days they want a piece of plastic. So. And that can change from month to month as well.
Without a doubt. Head to the website, theanacortasalmonderby.com. Lots of information regarding the derbies. Tickets available, of course, at John Sporting Goods, okay? Outdoor Emporium, Sport Co., number of different locations. Get them while you can. February 1st, they go on sale, and this derby sells out every single year. If you're interested at all in learning how to fish the San Juan Islands, you cannot miss this event.
Don't miss the event, and don't miss one of these Fidelgo chapter meetings up there in Anacortes. I mean, you guys open up the book at your PSA meetings, right?
Yeah, we do, you know, and boy, they made me president of that club this year, and it's been 5 years since I was the president, and I guess somebody's got to do it. I was unanimously elected against a strong slate of no others.
Yeah.
I guess
that's what happened to me at the Ever Club. I got appointed to the board. I wasn't at the meeting. That's a true story.
The true story is Kevin John from Holiday Sports is the vice president, and he wasn't at the meeting where we elected officers. So, you know, that's how it goes.
Was I the first speaker to do a no-show since your administration is president?
Well, yeah, since I just took over this in January.
The first time? Nelly doesn't show to the meeting. Well, it was that snowy night after my truck went up in flames. So I'm claiming a weather exemption on that and seriously requesting a rebook for that club.
You canceled a fishing trip on me because your truck burning up too, you slob.
Ow.
Ouch, man.
You get out a lot of stuff, though. You get the sympathy points, you know.
You never get sympathy points.
There is no sympathy, Tom.
All right.
No.
Jay, I'm not going to get any help from you on this. I'm just going to hang up on you. These guys I'm stuck with, okay?
That's all right.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
He's Jay Field, the president, the reverend, the captain. Log on to anacortasalmonderby.com. Go buy some tickets. Jay, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. You take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.